Good morning.
早上好。
This morning, the English Fellowship got together at 9:30 to practice the song they'll be leading us in singing next week.
今天早上我们英文团体早上九点半就来到教会排练。
They were singing in a, one of the rooms in the activity center.
他们在活动中心的一间教室里排练。
That was, you know, and the sound just echoes throughout the entire activity center.
啊，大家知道我们的活动中心很高，所以有很多回声。
They sounded nice.
他们听起来很棒。
I hope they enjoyed praising God together.
我希望他们在一起赞美神的时候得到喜乐。
You know, every time I hear a group of believers singing, whether it's a choir or just a fellowship,
每次我听到基督徒们一起唱赞美诗，不管是诗班还是团契，
I'm always reminded of stories of people who says when they're not a Christian, they used to walk by church and they hear the song that's being sung and it just moves them.
所以我也会被提醒到很多非信徒，他们会提到，当他们路过教会，听到里面传来优美的赞美诗的时候，他们的心就被感动。
And they're so moved to want to come into the church and see why the church is a place of love and hope.
所以他们的心就受到这样大的感动，他们要进入教会来看看为什么在教会里充满了爱和希望。
And I felt that way this morning when I heard them practice.
今天早上我听到他们练歌练诗的时候，我的心也被这样的感动。
Now we want to invite everybody to come to church, of course, next Sunday.
当然，我们要邀请每一位下主日来教会。
It's Christmas Day.
那天是圣诞节。
And Pegang shared with us that there are different groups and fellowship in the church that would be presenting songs.
刚才主席跟我们介绍了我们教会不同的团契和团体会来带领大家唱赞美诗。
Yeah, 带领大家, that's right. So it is not a presentation for us to come and, you know, spectate.
所以呢，想提醒大家，那不是一个表演啊，让邀请你来观看。
Actually, the idea is that we're all worshiping together.
我们的重点是大家要一起来一同敬拜。
Yeah, but when whether it's the little kids or the, you know, older brothers and sisters.Whoever it is up here singing, we are all singing and praising the Lord together, celebrating.
不管是年幼的还是年长的，他们站在台上带领，但是我们每一个人都要参与，一起来敬拜和赞美神。
And we have the privilege to celebrate Christmas on Sunday next week.
所以今年我们有这样子的特别的的喜乐，能够在圣诞节的当天来教会赞美神。
Christmas ought to be about celebrating Christ.
圣诞节是要庆贺基督。
And the passage that always come to mind for me during the time of Christmas is Luke chapter 2 verses 8 through 14.
每到圣诞节的时候，路加福音二章八到十四节这段经文就在我的脑海中。
And I've asked a sister to read that passage for us today.
今天我要请一位姐妹为我们念这段经文。
So if you have your Bible, you can turn to it, or Steve, you have it up there.
我们可以翻到圣经的路加福音二章八到十四节。
This is sister's.She, in case you don't know, 这是我们的四姐妹。
是，四姐妹，是阿姨。
我帮你拿着好，你读。
从八节开始哈。
对。
在伯利恒之野地里。有牧羊的人，夜间按着更次看守羊群，有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息， 是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里，为你们生了救主，就是主基督。你们要看见一个婴孩，包着布，卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵和那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
这
是一个多么奇妙的宣告。
I think everyone who hears this are filled with excitement and joy.
我相信每一个未听到这个信息的人都充满了喜乐和激动。
A good news of great joy.
这是大喜的信息。
And it's for all people.
并是关乎万民的。
And for the angels of the Lord to proclaim and praise and says, Glory to God in the highest.
一大堆的天兵和天使赞美神，宣告说，在至高之处荣耀归于神。
And then on earth, peace will be among those to whom He is pleased.
在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
That is a Christmas story.
这就是圣诞的故事。
But that is not how most people in the world know about Christmas.
但是世上的大部分人对圣诞节的概念不是这样的。
You know, my first memory of Christmas.
我对圣诞的第一个记忆是什么？
Was when I was six.
那时候我六岁。
And my sister was five.
我妹妹五岁。
And then we woke up on Christmas Day.
圣诞早上我们醒来。
And I couldn't believe my eyes.
我不能相信自己的眼睛。
Because there was a nice BMX bike in the living room.
因为在我们家起居室有一个小轮车。
越野车。BMX. Yeah, it's not a tricycle. No, it's a BMX. It's a trick bike. You know, it's a nice one. Big. To me, it was big. And then there was an electric piano for my sister.
我妹妹收到的是一个电子钢琴。
I could not understand how such a large gift can appear in the middle of the night.
我想象不出来为什么在半夜的时候这两个那么大的礼物会出现在房间里。
I know it couldn't be my parents.
我知道我父母办不到。
Because I didn't see them hide those large items.
因为我没有看到他们藏起那么大件的物品。
So it must be Santa Claus.
所以必须是圣诞老人。
Christmas today.Is one of the best times in America.
在当今的美国，圣诞节一定是最好的时光之一。
Right, schools are out.
小朋友放假了。
People are taking time off from work.
大人在工作上也放假了。
There's tons of shopping.
大家购物。
And there's always gatherings of families and friends.
亲朋好友相聚。
Lots of food.
好多食物
right, and you can sleep in late in the you can sleep in the morning, and then you sleep late at night.
你可以晚睡晚起。
Exchange of gifts.
大家交换礼物。
And then, of course, the decorations and the Christmas trees.
当然要装点圣诞树。
It is during Christmas time that we get to see the most beautiful decorations and lights, right, in the shopping malls and in the neighborhoods.
也是在圣诞期间，我们在不管是购物中心还是我们的社区看到最好的灯。
Christmas is actually now recognized around the world.
现在世界各地的人都庆祝圣诞节。
But really, it's celebrated more culturally and commercially rather than religiously.
但是呢，更多的人们是从一种文化和商业的角度来庆祝，而不是从宗教的角度。
See, when I was young and not yet a believer.
当我年幼还不是个信徒的时候
，Christmas being a special season to celebrate Jesus was foreign to me.
这个用圣诞节来庆祝耶稣降生的概念对我来说很陌生。
And I believe this is also foreign to most of the world today.
我想今天对世上大部分来说也是一个陌生的概念。
I don't think the world understands.
我想这个世界并不真正理解。
But I want us this morning I think as children of God, to come together and reaffirm our commitment as Christians, as Christ's disciples, as His church, that Christmas ought to be about the celebration of the birth of the Son of God.
但是今天早上我想要提醒在座的大家，神的子民，基督的信徒，神的追随者，圣诞节是要来庆祝耶稣基督的降生的。
I don't know how many of you know this, but I think definitely some of you may be surprised to know, for example, that this wintertime end of the year celebration, this happened hundreds, if not thousands of years before Christ was born.
也许许多人不知道，这个我们在年末冬季的时候有一个大的庆祝，这样的传统呢，可以是几百年甚至上千年前流传下来的。
In the Western world, historically, this time, the winter time, end of the year celebration is about celebrating the winter solstice.
在西方，从历史上来讲，大家在年末冬季的时候要来庆祝的是冬至。
It's actually a pagan celebration.
这实际上是一个异教 的节期。
People want to cast out the cold and the bitter winter.
人们想要把这苦寒的冬季要能够抛出去。
And they want to welcome and invite the rebirth and the life of spring and summer.
他们想要欢迎，想要邀请这个。春天和夏天的温暖和更新。
And so actually, most of the traditions and the customs that we actually observe today about Christmas, really they have nothing to do with Christ.
所以许多今天我们看到的传统啊，习俗跟基督都没有关系。
In fact, Encyclopedia Britannica on its entry about Christmas says this.
实际上在大不列颠百科全书上关于圣诞节是这么介绍的。
It says,None of the contemporary Christmas customs have their origin in theological or liturgical affirmations.
他说到当代圣诞节的传统，他们的根源都不是从神学或者宗教来的。
Look, Christmas tree have nothing to do with Christ.
你看，圣诞树其实跟基督没有关系。
The Advent calendar has nothing to do with Christ.
这个降临节的这个日历也跟基督没有关系。
Actually, the Advent calendar came about during the 19th century from Germany.
实际上，降临节日历是从19世纪的德国起源的。
The story goes that a mom was so tired of her kids asking, "When is Christmas? When is Christmas? When is Christmas?"
实际上，是一个母亲因为孩子们一直问她圣诞节什么时候要到啊，她好烦。
So she created this Advent calendar with chocolate, right? Each day and the kid can just open and know when Christmas will come when the chocolate's all gone.
所以他就发明了这个降临节日历，每天都有巧克力吃，孩子们可能就比较开心。
I think some of you will be very disappointed, as I was. Santa Claus has nothing to do with Christ.
有些人可能很失望，但是你不知道的话，圣诞老人也跟基督没有关系。
The practice of gift giving has nothing to do with Christ.
甚至我们交换礼物的习俗也跟基督无关。
I mean, the fact is, many of the traditions and the custom in the U.S. today.Most of it is from pagan practices.
实际上，今天美国关于圣诞的传统习俗，大部分都是从异教的根源流传下来的。
And much of it is because of just the evolving Western culture over the centuries.
也是西方文化在过去几百年中演化而来的。
Look, family time, seeing friends, sharing meals, vacation travel.You know, expressing love and care through gift giving, these are all good things.
你看啊，我们能够家人团聚，看到朋友，能够共享美食，能够有假期，能够互相借着交换礼物表达爱和关心，这些都是非常好的。
These are actually all wonderful things to really to have and to enjoy.
这都是我们应当享受的美好的事物。
And we definitely can give thanks to God for all of these blessings.
我们也绝对可以为这些事情，为这些祝福向神献上感恩。
But for us, for Christians and for the church.
但是对于我们来说，对于基督徒和教会而言。
Above all things else, let us be sure to celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ at Christmas.
超过这一切的首要的是我们要庆祝我们的主耶稣基督。
Let us celebrate the Son of God. He is the Word becoming flesh.
让我们庆祝人子，他是道成肉身。
Let us celebrate the Son of God. He is our salvation and our hope.
让我们庆祝人子，他是我们的救赎和希望。
Let us celebrate the Son of God. He is our Redeemer. He is our Lord and King.
让我们庆祝人子，他是我们的拯救，我们的主，我们的王。
Now, when I think about celebrating the Son of God,
当我们思想庆祝人子，
and I was brought to this passage in Matthew chapter 22, if you can turn your Bible there with me,
就让我想到了马太福音二十二章，大家可以跟我一同翻到那里。
God celebrates His Son.
神庆祝他的儿子。
In the passage that we read in the beginning from Luke,
刚才我们在读到了路加福音的一段经文。
God sent His angel in all of their might, in all of their glory, to proclaim and declare the coming of His Son.
神派天使在他们的大能和大荣耀当中宣告了他儿子的降临。
This is not an everyday occasion.
这不是一个日常普通的事件。
This is not a commonplace thing for God.
对神来讲，这不是平凡的事件。
Throughout human history, throughout biblical history, there are only a handful of times when God sends His mighty angel to make proclamation.
在人类历史上，在圣经的历史上，只有几次可数的几次，神派他的天使天君来做宣告。
God has one son.
神只有这位独生子。
And when the son is to be born as a man on earth, He sent His angel to make a proclamation.
当神的儿子要降世为人的时候，父神就派天使天君来宣告。
And a whole host of them are praising God.
这所有的天使天君都在赞美神。
And in Matthew chapter 22, Jesus, when he's talking about the kingdom of heaven,
在马太福音二十二章，当耶稣讲到天国的时候
，verses 1 through 14,
一到十四节
，he used a parable.
他用了一个比喻。
Now, parable is a story, a made-up story to illustrate a spiritual truth.
预言，圣经里的预言就是用一个编出来的故事，要来显明一些圣经的道理。
And Jesus told this parable, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who is holding a wedding feast for his son."
在这个比喻里，耶稣提到，天国好比一个王为他儿子摆设娶亲的宴席。
So there are.A bunch of people that were already invited as the guests.
所以有很多人，他们事先已经被邀请作为客人。
So they can be ready and be prepared, and they can look forward with excitement to attend the feast of the celebration of the Son of the King.
所以这些客人呢，可以做好准备，可以非常激动的来预备领受这个娶亲的宴席。
And when the time for the feast had come.The king sent servants to tell his guests, "Hey, it's time. Come."
当喜宴的日子到了，王就打发仆人去请那些被召的人来赴席。
He said, "I have now prepared everything."
他说我已经预备好了一切。
My ox, my fat calves, they've been slaughtered. Everything is ready. Come.
他说我的筵席已经预备好了，牛和肥畜已经宰了，各样都齐备，请你们来。
Come and celebrate with me.
请你们来和我一同庆祝。
But then the guest actually paid no attention to the servants.
然而那些人竟然没有理这些仆人。
In fact, one said, "I'm going to go back and tend to my farm." The other said, "I got my business. I'm going to go tend to my business."
实际上有一个人说要到田里去干活，一个人说要去做买卖。
But not only that, the other guest actually went a step further and they ceased.The king's servant and treated them shamefully, and then he killed them.
不但如此
or they killed them.
其他的客人更进一步，他们拿住仆人，凌辱他们，并把他们杀了。
Now, what is this parable about?
那么这个预言是什么意思呢？
To understand the parable, we need to understand who are the players.
要理解这个预言，我们要理解其中的角色。
Well, who's the king?
谁是王？
God.
是神。
Who's the Son?
谁是儿子？
Christ.
基督。
That's pretty easy, right?
这挺简单的。
But let's look at some of the other details in here.
但让我们再看一些细节。
And that's where it's pertinent to us.
这与我们有关。
Because this parable reflects God's call for people to come to celebrate His Son.
因为这个预言啊，表现的是神呼召一些人来庆祝他的儿子。
It would be a celebration of Christ. It would be a celebration of the Savior, who is the Son of God.
这将是庆祝基督，庆祝救主，是庆祝神的儿子。
We see that there were invited guests.
我们看到有被请的客人。
Who are these previously invited guests?
哪些是这些预先被请的客人呢？
They're the Jews.
犹太人。
Right.By the virtue of the covenant relationship they had from the Old Testament times,
因着他们与神在旧约里所立的约，
they were the people of God.
他们是神的子民。
They would have been the ones that are pre-invited to come and attend this feast.
他们就是预先被请的客人，要来参加喜宴。
Because this banquet is the banquet that ushers in the kingdom of God.
因为这个宴席就是要来庆祝天国的。
This is the great banquet that would be celebrated because the glorious kingdom of God would be established because of the Messiah.
这个大喜的宴席呢，是要来庆祝神荣耀的天国，因着弥赛亚的关系要被建立了。
So the Jewish people would have been these pre-invited guests.
所以犹太人就是这些被预先邀请的客人。
The feast itself in this parable is salvation.
在这个预言故事当中的筵席代表的是救恩。
To be able to participate in this feast is to be saved.
能够参与这个宴席就是表示能够得拯救。
To be able to enter into the kingdom of God.
得以进入神的国。
What is salvation?
什么是救恩呢?
It is the privilege to have our sins forgiven.
也就是让我们的罪得赦免的特权
and to receive eternal life
领受永生
and then to be able to participate in all of heaven's glory
也能够参与天国的一切荣耀
Now the servants sent by the king
那些王派出的仆人
they're the preachers, right?
他们就是传道者
They're preachers who are calling the Jews to repentance
他们要呼召犹太人悔改
They're the ones that God has sent into His people to say, "Hey, come, come and acknowledge, come and celebrate the Son of God."
他们是被神派遣，要呼召犹太人来一起来啊庆祝神子。
You see, the king sent servants to let his guests to know that the feast is now ready.
你看，王派出仆人，让客人知道宴席已预备好。
This should have caused great excitement and anticipation.Right? And because it's such a great and grand honor to be able to come into the presence of the king.
那这应当能够造成许多的兴奋和激动和期待，因为你将要面见这个君王。
The king is the most respected, and he is the one who holds the most authority, and he is the one who holds the livelihood and the lives of the people in the kingdom.
这个王是应当是全王国里最受尊敬、最有权柄，所有的人的生活都仰望他。
And the guests had been invited to be in, to come into the presence of the king and to share in his joy and his gladness.
所以这些客人呢被邀请来啊见王，而且跟他分享他的喜乐。
What honor and excitement that should bring to the heart of the guest?
这是多么大的荣耀！
But look, verses 5 and 6, the response of these guests are bewildering.
但是你看第五节、第六节，这些客人的反应实在让人抓狂。
Because there are those who just don't care.
因为有一些就不理。
They got more important things in life.
他们还有更重要的事情要打理。
Their farm.
他们的农场。
Their possession.
他们的财产。
Their business.
他们的生意。
Their money.
他们的钱财。
And then there's a second group.
还有第二群。
And they're even worse. They're actually very evil.
他们更糟糕。
They not only do they not care, actually they went a step further. They became hostile.
他们不但 不理不睬，他们反而非常的敌对。
They became belligerent.
好斗。
Right? The scripture says, or the parable describes them to say that they mistreated the king's servant and then they killed them.
你看经文里提到他们凌辱仆人，把他们杀了。
So instead of participating and celebrating the king's banquet for his son,
所以不是说要来参与和庆祝王为他的儿子设立的宴席。
Those who had the privilege to have previously been invited to attend the celebration,
那些事先被邀请有这样的特权来参与这个庆祝的客人，
right? Instead of being excited, instead of being anticipatory and consider that as a great honor, they became indifferent and then they became hostile.
他们不但没有非常激动非常盼望看这伟大的荣耀，相反的他们要么不理不睬，要么是敌对。
It's odd.
非常奇怪。
Or maybe it's unbelievable.
难以相信。
Why would people be like that?
为什么有人会这样呢？
Well, is it unbelievable?
真的很难相信吗？
Look, Christmas was originally established to celebrate Christ.
你看圣诞节原本是要庆祝耶稣的降生。
The word Christmas means Christ Mass.
圣诞节这个词的意思是基督的弥撒。
Yeah. Well, yeah, 中文的话圣诞节就是圣子的诞辰嘛，是不是？ The Mass of the Christ Mass means a worship service celebrating Christ.
它的意思呢就是一个庆祝基督的敬拜仪式。
But the fact of the matter is that today the general population actually is indifferent to Christ.
但事实上，今天大部分的人呢对基督无感，没有觉得无所谓。
The name Jesus or the person of Jesus actually is just not intriguing at all to people.
对人们来讲，基督这个人或他的名字呢，没有什么意思。
People have no interest in Christ.
他们对基督不感兴趣。
It's tragic, really.
这实在是很悲剧。
But that's just what's happening.
但这就是发生的事实。
And then there are those people who are just fiercely hostile towards Christ.
还有的人呢，对基督他是非常强的敌意。
Not only to Christ, but also to his preachers.
不但对基督是这样，对他的传道人也是如此。
John the Baptist was beheaded.
施洗约翰被砍头。
Christ himself was crucified.
基督自己被钉十字架。
Most of the apostles were martyred or they died because of their faith.
大部分使徒呢是牺牲了，就是为了自己的信仰
受死。If we fast forward to modern times,
如果我们快进到当代现代，
I think it takes no explanation to recognize that there are people and there are active forces that have beenorganized to remove the gospel or remove Christ from the celebration of Christmas.
我们不需过多的解释，我们可以看到有一些人或一些很激进的团体，他们想要把福音、把基督，从圣诞庆祝中挪除。
I think to a large extent, the effort to remove the word Christmas even during this time has succeeded.
从某种程度来讲，他们想要把圣诞这个词从我们的庆祝中挪去的努力其实成功了。
You hear people say Merry Christmas?
比较少听到人说圣诞节快乐。
No, you're going to be a bigoted, like religious, crazy person if you say Merry Christmas.
因为如果你讲圣诞快乐，人们会认为你是一个宗教狂热主义者。
Yeah, you're a fanatic, you're non-tolerant, you're prejudicial, andYou know, you're just an evil human being.
你是那么的不宽容，那么的一个很糟糕的一个人。
Yeah. If you want to be a very tolerant and gracious and upstanding and respectful person,
若是你要作为一个头脑很开放的、心中很宽容的、充满爱的人的话
，Then you say.
那你该说什么呢
？Happy holiday.
你要说节日快乐。
Because everybody can have a happy holiday.
因为每个人都可以度过快乐的节日。
They remove Christmas.
他们把
from the language.
圣诞节从语言当中挪除了。
And some people don't even like Christmas.
有些人甚至不喜欢圣诞节。
They put an X over the word Christ.
他们放一个叉在基督这个词上。
I mean, that's not erasing Christ from Christmas. I don't know what that is.
如果这都不算啊。把基督消除挪除的话，我都不知道还有什么
举动。I think we need to make no mistake that this hostility is not just towards a religious belief.
我们也不要搞错，这样子的敌意呢，不是单单对宗教信仰而言的。
In the core of it, that's hostility towards Christ and Christ's followers.
它的核心呢，是敌对基督和基督的追随者。
Now, what happens to these people who are indifferent and hostile towards God?
那么这些对神不在乎或者甚至充满敌意的人，他们后来怎么样了呢
？You know, God doesn't mince His word.
你看，神并没有用一些修辞。
He is very clear in verse 7.
在第七节中，他非常的明确。
When the king saw these people, he became angry.
当王看到这些人，他就大怒。
And he sent his army.And his troops to destroy those murderers and to burn their city.
发兵除灭那些凶手，烧毁他们的城。
In AD 70, 公元七十年的时候
在公元七十年的时候
，The Roman Emperor sent troops to destroy Jerusalem.
罗马皇帝呢派兵去摧毁耶路撒冷。
And the temple was completely demolished.
圣殿完全被毁。
Tens and thousands of people, and some even say over a million Jews were killed.
十万甚至上百万的犹太人被杀。
And many consider that as a fulfillment to what this parable is saying.
很多人认为那个就是这个预言的被应验了。
The ones who are hostile towards Christ and the celebration of the Son of God, what awaits them is God's wrath and destruction.
那些对神不理或者是敌对的人，等候他们的就是毁灭。
And that's a sobering thought to have.
这是一个让人严肃思考的话题。
Now, but that is not the focus of this parable.
但那并不是这个比喻的重点所在。
If those who were pre-invited, those guests that are supposed to have participated in the celebration of the Son, ignored God, or became hostile towards Him.
如果那些被预先邀请的客人，他们不理神，或甚至敌对神
，the Son still needs to be celebrated.
但是我们还是要来庆祝神的儿子。
God wants to celebrate His Son.
神要庆祝他的儿子。
So who are now invited to the celebration of the Son?
那现在谁受邀要来庆祝神的儿子呢
？Verse 8, the king tells his servant, "You know what? I prepare the feast."
第八节，王对仆人说：“我预备好喜宴。
”So just go out and invite everyone.
所以你们就出去邀请所有的人。
He says, "Those who were invited, they're not worthy."
他说：“所招的人不配。”
So go therefore to the main roads and just invite anyone into the feast, as many as you can find.
所以你们要往岔路口上去，凡遇见的就都招来赴席。
This is a beautiful, beautiful illustration about the kingdom of God and about the way God calls us.
所以呢，这个其实是一个很美好的展现，对关于天国的描述，关于神呼召人进天国。
God is going to celebrate His Son.
神要庆祝他的儿子。
And then he is going to call people to celebrate with him.
他要呼召人跟他一同庆祝。
And there is no discrimination, there's no selectivity, there's no regards to race and no regards to social status.
那里没有歧视，没有偏见，没有种族，也不关你的社会地位。
Look, in fact, it might be surprising for some of us to find that there's not even regards towards a moral character.
甚至呢，有些人可能会惊讶。对你的道德品质也没有什么要求。
Look, the king said to his servant, "Go and invite as many as you can find."
你看，王对仆人说，邀请凡所遇见的。
And verse 10 says, "Gather, this large crowd to come, whoever you may find, both the bad and the good.
第十节提到，到大陆上凡遇见的，不论善恶，都遭拒了。
Like this means from a human perspective, of course, it's not a God perspective.
当然，这是从这善恶是从人的角度讲的。
The church is made up of people in the society, both good and bad.
你看教会里的人呢，在社会上有善有恶。
You know, there are those who can be considered as good people.
有一些被人们认为是好人。
Right, nice, with integrity, loyal, honest, hardworking.
他们人很好，他们很信实，他们很诚实。他们是正直的人。
But also the wicked in the society.
但是呢，教会中也有一些社会中的恶人。
Right, people who are crude, who are terrible.
有一些粗鲁的，很坏的。
People who probably more lowly.
有一些卑微的。
Even people who break the law, criminals.
甚至有犯罪的。
The king says, "Go invite them all."
那王说，把他们都邀请来。
This is how God is.
这就是神的。
You know, from a human perspective, we all like to consider ourselves as good people.
因为从人的角度来讲，我们都认为自己是好人。
But the fact of the matter is, before God, we're all wicked people.
但实际上，在神的面前，我们都不是好人。
God did not call us based on our moral character.
神呼召我们不是因着我们的道德品质。
God called us because He loves us.
他呼召我们，因为他爱我们。
And because He wants us to enjoy.His pleasure, and He wants us to celebrate His Son.
Because He
is looking for people who would come.
神要招的是那些愿意来的人。
Morality is not the issue.
道德不是问题所在。
How many times have you heard people say, "Oh, you know, you're a Christian. That's all good. You know, having a faith or religious belief is good because all religions are the same. They just tell people to be good."
有些人说，哦，你是基督徒，这很好啊。所有的宗教都是劝人行善的。
You know, if you say, "Oh yeah, that's true,"
你说对啊，没错。
Then you don't understand what you have.
那你就没有真正理解你所有的。
Because Christianity is not a religion that teaches people to be good.
因为基督教并不只是劝人向善的宗教。
Christianity is when God tells us that we are bad.
基督教其实是神告诉我们说我们都有罪。
And that is the true reflection that we have before the Holy God.
因为在神的圣洁面前，我们都是有罪的。
But Christianity tells us that there is a good news.
但基督教也告诉我们有好消息。
Because we can't make ourselves better.
因为我们不能使自己更好。
And so God Himself died for our sins.
但神他自己为了我们的罪受死。
The people that God seeks.
神所寻找的人。
Are the ones who would come to Him.
是那些愿意到他那里来的人。
This is the key point in this parable.
这是这个预言的关键。
We need to know how we can participate in the celebration of the Son.
我们要理解我们如何来参与对神子的庆祝。
We need to know that we've been invited, but we need to be in the feast.
我们要知道我们受邀请了，但我们也要知道我们要怎么样来参与这个宴席。
Right, there are three types of people.
那里有三种不同的人。
Really, there are only three types of people in the world.
世界上也只有这三种人。
There are the indifferent.
那些无所谓的。
The hostile.
敌对的。
And the ones who have been invited and come to the feast.
还有那些被邀并且来参加宴席的。
Not only are there three types of people in the parable.Everybody in this world falls into one of these three categories.
不但是预言里有这三种人，世上所有的人都是其中之一。
You're in one of these groups.
你也在其中的。
I'm in one of these groups.
我也在其中。
Right, either you're indifferent to the celebration of God, or celebration of the Son of God.
你要么对神子的庆祝我觉得无所谓。
Or you're actually hostile towards the Son.
或者你对神子是敌视的。
Or maybe you come to celebrate the Son.
或者呢，你是来庆祝神子。
Now, because you are here today,
今天因为你在这里
，one could assume that you're in group number three.
所以我们就可以假设你是在第三组。
Right, you'd come next week for Christmas.
下周圣诞节你还要来。
And you say, "Well, I'm group number three."
所以我肯定是第三组。
I'm coming to celebrate the Son.
我要来庆贺神子。
You know, you say, look, I'm already at the church.
你说你看我已经在教会。
Right, so of course I'm not indifferent.
所以我不是觉得 无关紧要。
I'm not, definitely not hostile.
我当然不是敌对。
So I'm here to celebrate the Son.
我是在这里要庆贺神子。
Let's look at verse 11.
那我们看一下第十一节。
When the king came to see these guests that had been invited from the street,
当王进来观看那些从路上被邀来的宾客
he saw a man who came not without the proper wedding clothes.
他看到一个没有穿礼服的
And he said to him,
他就对他讲
God is so nice, right?
神是很好的
He says, friend.
他说朋友
He says, you're here in the wedding feast, but why are you here without the proper wedding garment?
你到这里来参加喜宴，怎么不穿礼服呢？
And the man was speechless.
那人无言可答。
And then the king said, well, then bind him hand and foot, and then cast him into the outer darkness.In a place where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth.
王就说捆起他的手脚来把他丢在外边的黑暗里在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
You know, in the book of Matthew, every time you see a place described as a place of darkness and weeping and gnashing of teeth, that's hell.
你知道在马太福音里每次讲到黑暗或者有人要哀哭切齿的描述的是地狱。
So this guy who came to the wedding feast,He is sitting there. He's been invited, but he's not without the proper clothes.
你看这个人被邀请了，他也来了，他坐在那里，但没有穿礼服。
This is a very important point.
这是一个很重要的一点。
Listen carefully.
所以请大家留心听。
All the other guests had the proper clothes.
其他的客人都穿着礼服。
Right? They came to a wedding feast. You got to put on the wedding clothes.
你参加婚礼要穿上婚礼的合宜的衣服。
This person didn't wear his wedding clothes.
但这个人没有穿礼服。
Some people might say, "Well, that's not fair."
有些人可能说那不公平呀。
Maybe he doesn't have a wedding clothes.
可能他没有礼服。
Actually, none of them did.
实际上，他们中没有人有礼服。
Remember, these are not the pre-invited guests.
记得这些不是预先被请的客人。
They're not people who had time to prepare.
他们没有时间准备。
The people that are now in the feast are people that just they're either they live on the street.Or they're just travelers passing through the street.
现在坐在宴席这里的人，他们要么是住在街上的人，或者只是路过的。
Some of them may even remember good or bad. Some of them may even be criminals living on the streets.
你记得吗？无论善恶，所以有些人可能是住在街上的罪犯。
They don't have the clothes.
他们没有合宜的衣服。
And they don't have proper wedding clothes.
他们没有礼服。
Nobody did.
他们中没有人有。
And you know who prepared the clothes for them?
那你知道谁为他们预备礼服呢
？The king prepared the clothes for them.
王为他们预备礼服。
Some people misunderstand this parable and think that now that we're called to be the children of God, we better be a good moral person so that God will be pleased with us.
有些人误解了这个预言，认为说哦，我们现在被呼召作为神的儿子，我们就要好好的行公义。
There is nothing that is good within us that can be presented to God as good.
其实在我们里面没有公义可以在神的眼前看为公义。
The holiness and the glory and radiance of God is so pure and bright that none of us can exist in His presence.
神的公义，神的光是这样子的纯洁，这样子的圣洁，我们当中没有人可以见他的面。
We need to be righteous in order for us to face a righteous king.
我们需要真正的公义才能够面对这公义的神。
But the perfect righteousness can only be attained through Christ.
但是完美的公义只有透过基督才能够成全。
The garment that the king prepares, the garment that God prepares, is the only way into his feast.
王所预备的，也就是神所预备的礼服，才是我们进入这个筵席的唯一道路。那是神赐给我们的公义。
Look, Isaiah chapter 61, verse 10 says.
我们可以看在以赛亚书61章10节。
I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall exalt in my God, for he has clothed me with the garments of salvation. He has covered me with the robe of righteousness.
我因耶和华大大欢喜，我的心靠着我的神快乐，因为他给我穿上救恩的衣服，给我披上公义的外袍。
Did you get that?
你懂了吗？
There are actually two types of people who shows up at the celebration of the Son.
来到神子庆典的人当中有两种。
One wearing the wedding garment that has been prepared for them, totally free of cost to them by the king himself.
有一种人呢，他穿上了王亲手为他们预备的完全免费的礼服。
That is the garment of righteousness.
那就是公义的外袍。
But there are those who shows up at the celebration wearing their own clothes.
但是有一些穿着自己的衣服来参加喜宴的。
But they're dusty.
但是这个衣服是很多尘土。
They're filthy.
很肮脏。
They're not meant to be in the presence of God.
他们这种衣服在神的面前是不合宜的。
That's the people who try to wear their own self-righteousness to come and celebrate the Son of God.
这就是那些想要自以为义的人，他来到神，和神子的庆典。
But self-righteousness is but filthy rags in the presence of a holy God.
但是任何人的自以为义呢，在圣洁的神面前都不过是肮脏的破布而已。
This is actually.A key part and a climax in this parable.
这其实就是这个预言的关键和高潮所在。
Yes, you're in the celebration of the Son.
是的，你在神子的庆典当中。
But you stood out.
但是你很显眼。
Because you do not have the robe of righteousness through Christ that is over you.
因为你没有基督公义的外袍披在你身上。
You've not been clothed with the righteousness of God.
你没有被穿上神公义的衣服。
You've never been covered by the holiness of Christ.
你没有被基督的圣洁所遮盖。
2 Corinthians 5:21 says, For our sake, he, God, made him, Christ, to be sin who knew no sin, so that in him, in Christ, we might become, what, the righteousness of God.
在哥林多 后书5章21节提到，神使那无罪的替我们成为有罪的，使我们在他里面成为神的义。
Paul himself,
保罗自己
tells us in Philippians chapter 3,
在腓立比书三章告诉我们
，verse 8-10。
在八到十节
He says, I want to gain Christ.
他说我想要得着基督
I want to be found in him.
我想要在他里面被发现
Yeah. But not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law.
但不是由自己因律法而得的。
It's not from good behavior or the moral practices that I have.
不是我的好行为或者我的道德。
But the righteousness which comes through faith in Christ.
乃是有信基督的义。
The righteousness from God that depends on faith.
就是因信神而来的义。
This is not believe in the existence of God.
这不是信神的存在。
This is not even believe that Jesus Christ is a moral teacher or religious prophet.
这也不是说相信耶稣基督是一个道德教师或宗教领袖。
This is the faith that we have that we depend on to say, without Christ, I cannot know God.
这是对神的义的信心，就是没有基督，我就不能认识神。
Without Christ, my sins cannot be forgiven.
没有基督，我的罪不能得赦免。
That Jesus died on the cross for my sins, so that His resurrected life can be mine to enjoy.
耶稣在十字架上受死，所以他复活的生命可以让我来享受。
That is the only way, because that is the way God provided for us.
那是唯一的道路，因为那是神为我们预备的道路。
And Paul further says, if I have that faith, if I have that righteousness,
保罗进一步说，如果我有那样的信，有那样的义。
Verse 10, he says, so that I may be found, so that I may know him, and that I may know the power of his resurrection, and that I want to share in his suffering. I want to be like him in his death, because by all means possible, I want to attain that resurrection from the dead.
保罗接下来说，使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。或者我也得以从死里复活。
I care about you too much to not make this clear.
我非常的在意你，我必须要把这一点讲清楚。
God calls people into the celebration of the Son.
神呼召人们来庆祝他的儿子。
Today, those of us who are here in the church.
今天我们在教会在座的各位
，We've been invited to the celebration of the Son.
我们被邀请来庆贺神子。
We're not indifferent. We're not hostile.
我们不是不以为然，我们也不是敌对。
But as we sit here and we're celebrating God and we're praising and worshiping Him,
但当我们坐在这里庆贺神、赞美神敬拜神的时候
，Are we really participating in God's celebration of His Son？
我们真的是在参与神对他儿子的庆典吗
？Am I clothed by the righteousness of Jesus Christ because He is my Lord and my Savior？
我有没有披上我主、我救主公义的外袍
？Is my mind, is my thought, is my heart completely captivated by Christ？
我的心怀意念有没有完全的被耶稣基督所得着
？As I humbly come before God, as I say I'm here to worship, to celebrate, am I wearing the garment of righteousness that Christ has given me？
当我谦卑的来到殿中要敬拜赞美神的时候，我有没有穿着耶稣基督给我披上的公义的外袍
？Or do I actually stand out like a sore thumb in God's eye because I'm only putting on my own righteousness.
还是说我们在神的眼中看到我们穿着自己的自以为意的公义
God, look how good I am.
神啊，看看我多好
Look what I've done with my life.
你看我在我的生命中行出来的
Look what I've done for you.
看我为你所做的
I deserve to be in your feast.
我配得在你的筵席上有份。
But in fact, all of this are filthy rags of self-righteousness in God's eyes.
事实上，这一切在神的眼中不过是肮脏的破衣烂衫而已。
I do not want any of us to have been invited into the celebration.Having thought that we're participating in the celebration, but the end is to be cast out.
我真的是不想要我们当中有任何一位被邀请也来了，但是呢，因为穿着不合宜被丢到黑暗里。
The only way we can really participate in the celebration of the Son is by having the garment that God has prepared for us through Christ.
我们能够参与神为他儿子所设立的庆典的唯一方式，就是披上他赐给我们的公义的外袍。
And by repenting of our sins,
要悔改为我们的罪悔改。
And by acknowledging Jesus' work of salvation on the cross, we can by faith have that robe of righteousness.
要承认耶稣基督在十字架上为我们受死，我们才能够因他称义。
Let's get past all the.Goody feel good stuff in Christmas.
让我们能够超越这圣诞的一些，就是说让人们感觉很好的这些东西。
You know, all those goodness and feel good stuff in Christmas only matters if we have the author of life as our Lord.
这一切让人感觉好的东西能够有意义啊，只能够是因为我们的生命中有这个生命的主。
Because only that is eternal. Everything else is temporal.
因为一切都是暂时的，只有我们里面的永生的基督才是永恒的。
You know why this is a good news?
你知道为什么这是好消息吗？
What God offers is good news.
神给我们的好消息。
Why Christmas ought to be good news?
为什么圣诞节是好消息？
Because all we need to do is go to God and say, God, I'm filthy.
因为我们所要做的就是来到神面前承认说，神啊，我是肮脏的。
I don't have anything to offer you.
没有什么我可以献给你。
And I don't presume to just go into your house and worship the way I want to.
我不能说我自己就可以直走到你的殿中来，来跟你一同庆祝。
I don't have the wedding clothes.
我没有礼服。
I don't have the clothes of righteousness.
我没有正公义的外袍。
Everything is filthy, but.Would you clothe me in the righteousness of Christ?
一切都是肮脏的，但是神啊，你可不可以透过耶稣基督来为我披上公义的外袍？
If you ask for God to give you that garment,
如果你求神赐给你这样的义袍，
then it's yours.
那这义袍就是你的。
And you would be in the celebration.
你就会参与他的庆贺。
Recall the words from Luke chapter 2.
我们再来回忆一下路加福音二章。
Right? When God amazingly sends his angel and declare, hey, here's the good news of great joy that's come to all people.
当神派他的使者说，宣告说，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。
Jesus Christ, the Son of God, our Savior, is born.
耶稣基督，神的儿子，我们的救赎主，降生了。
He will bring peace and he will bring hope.
他会带来和平和希望。
How we need peace and hope in our world today.
我们真是在我们当今世界多么需要和平和希望。
But Luke 2:14 says, the peace is what? Only going to be experienced to those whom he is pleased.
但十四节提到，在地上平安只是归于他所喜悦的人。
Who are the ones whom God is pleased with?
那么神所喜悦的人是谁呢？
It is those who come to celebrate the Son of God, wearing the clothes of righteousness that God has prepared for us in Christ.
就是那些来到神的圣殿中庆祝他的儿子，并且穿着神借着耶稣为我们预备的公义的外袍的人。
And all it takes.Is for us to be willing to come.
我们所要做的就是愿意来。
All it takes is for us to put our faith in God.
我们所要做的就是把我们的信心放在神的身上。
How amazing is that?
这是多么美妙的。
So in this Christmas season,
在这个圣诞的季节里，
to the rest of the world, this time may at best be happy holidays.
对世上其他人来说，这一段时间可能就是节日快乐。
But to us,
但对我们而言
，to Christians,
对基督徒而言
，to the church,
对教会而言
，let us be sure that this season is Merry Christmas.
让我们确保这个季节是圣诞快乐。
Let us hold dearly to Christmas and make it about Christ.
让我们牢牢地抓住圣诞节。要让它是关乎耶稣基督的。
Let us be sure to celebrate Christmas together with the Father, because Christmas is about Christ.
让我们确定我们与天父一起庆祝圣诞节，因为这是关乎基督的。让我们祷告。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的基督，
we want to praise you and we want to worship you.
亲爱的耶稣，我们想要来敬拜你，赞美你。
You're the Son of God.
你是神的儿子。
You're worthy of our praise.
你配得我们的赞美。
You're God's Word becoming flesh.
你是神的道成肉身。
You're the Son of God who came to this world to become man.
你是神子降世为人。
You bring us salvation and you bring us hope.
你带给我们救赎，带给我们希望。
You fill our hearts with joy and peace.
你把我们的心充满了喜乐和平安。
You are ever our Redeemer, our Lord, and our King.
你永远是我们的救赎者，我们的主，我们的王。
In this Christmas season,
在这圣诞的季节里。
Let us remember, Lord.
主啊，让我们记得。
Of your coming as our Savior.
让我们记得你作为我们救赎主的降临。
Help us to recognize that we can have your garment of righteousness to enter into your celebration.
你帮助我们理解，我们自己没有得以让我们进入天国的公义的衣服。
But you give us the robe of righteousness.
但你赐给我们公义的外袍。
Lord, we want to enter into your celebration.
主啊，我们想要进入你的庆祝。
Lord, we want to make all effort and attain our salvation.
主啊，我们想要不遗余力的要获得救恩。
Help us to live for you.
帮助我们为你而活。
Help us to celebrate you.
帮助我们庆祝你。
Help us to live for you.
帮助我们为你而活。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen.